The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Motion. Let's focus on the KLIA Aeropolis. The Malaysian Airports unveiled its grand plan for the KLIA Aeropolis recently. Could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, it's an idea of creating a city surrounding the airport. Basically, the airport is kind of big, has a lot of employees from the aircraft, the airlines, the service providers, and all the government agencies. And you can build a city based on that high employee count and also take advantage of the aviation-centric nature of an airport and build industries on that basis.
So it seems that the Aeropolis is going to add some value to the airports. Do you think that this is a high probability of happening in the first place?
Well, it's definitely going to happen. It's just a natural transition whenever an area has a huge amount of economic activity. We can take Subang Airport as an example. When it was first conceived, it was nothing but a mere village. But after years of growth, you had Subang Jaya propping out, and the area surrounding Subang Airport, you have a lot of MRO facilities, some small factories. So it's definitely going to happen. It's just in what form, that's the real question.
What players do you think will see benefit from this?
Since it's more construction related, I would gather that the construction boys will benefit in the first phase. If we look at KLIA, the recent development, WCT Holding, they're the ones who were building the Gateway Mall, and there are talks about building more retail team ventures. So Mitsui Outlet Park is there, doing pretty well, and they're talking about building phase two. So for now, I would gather retail players and construction companies would be the primary beneficiaries.
On the trickle-down effect, do you think this will affect the airlines going forward?
Actually, it should benefit airlines if it's done correctly, because assuming KLIA becomes a small city in itself, it can be a so-called destination, and it will attract more traffic into that destination, and also maybe a confluence of foreign airlines wanting to partner, wanting to have linkages over there. So I can only see positive given the volume really does grow.
The MAHB has been going on an expansion plan regionally as well as globally. By building the Aeropolis, does it signal that MAHB has the right paradigm in mind in terms of growing their business?
Yeah, the paradigm is right. I mean, when you got scale, and for Kuala Lumpur International Airport, it is the 25th largest or busiest airport in the world, you have to think forward. And the case with any big airport, you need to think about Aeropolis development. So the philosophy is correct. But I do question that there are other aspects that seems to be, let's just say, ignored. If we look at all the Aeropolis in the world, the first catalyst that made it successful is for all the airlines to set up their headquarters there and put all their employees right next to the airport. This has not yet happened at Malaysia airports. We see some first mover from AirAsia as they are developing their headquarters, which should be ready by next year. But with regards to the other two carriers, namely Malaysia Airlines and Malindo, we see no such visibility yet. So for me, all the airlines have to be based there first. Then we can talk about further Aeropolis development. Without them, it won't happen.
So is this the case where you put the cart before the horse when the players are not there? If this is the case, then what will happen to the clusters of the aeropolis, namely the air cargo and logistics, the aviation and parks, and also the MICE concept?
Yeah, that's the thing. If they are not there, the development would probably be incomplete, and we'll probably see a repeat of what happened in Subang Airport. If we go past Subang Airport right now, there's still clusters of activity, but all of them are premised on MRO manufacturers and maybe smallish factories. That's it. I wouldn't say it's a picture of perfection. If you go to other aeropolis around the world, namely in Amsterdam or Atlanta, it's a thriving city. You have regions of office, commercial blocks, you've got logistics hubs. It's really, really a city within a city. So that's what we hope for with KLIA.
There's also this whole idea of an economic benefit towards an airport to the region, namely the catalytic elements to it, like trade and tourism and education. Do you think this will have that trickle-down effect that will involve the growth in these areas?
Absolutely. I mean, there are studies that has proven that every one job created at the airport will trickle down to the cities or the regional benefit in terms of three other jobs. So one job at the airport will create three other jobs. So right now, KLIA apparently has about 20-odd thousand employees, but we believe that if it's been developed and if all these original plans come to fruition, it could be leading to, we're talking about maybe another 20 to 40,000 jobs more in the airport alone. And to the region, it will be three times magnitude of that. So there's great probability, but all this will take time.
The open skies policy of ASEAN is factoring greatly into this. Do you think that Malaysia is poised to actually overcome the challenges coming in from, say, Singapore or Suvarnabhumi in Thailand?
Now, I think Malaysia is in a good position to benefit from these open skies. First of all, the location is attractive. Our facilities are really up there. And in terms of competition, all our three existing airlines can stand up to anything that's out there. So in terms of benefits, I definitely see it coming. But it may take another 1 or 2 years before we can really see the impact of ASEAN Open Skies. Because mind you, it just happened a couple of months ago.
Finally, MHB has a lot on its plate. Do you think that the aeropolis is going to take much of their attention? Are we going to expect less activities elsewhere with regard to how MHB does its business?
Actually, I criticize and say the pace is not fast enough. I mean, despite KLIA is going to be about 18 years old, the aeropolis development that we have seen so far, the tangible one at least, is the Mitsui Outlet Park. Malaysia Airport's moving the headquarters there, which is a normal thing. And also Tabung Haji placing their new Hajj facility there. So I would think that given the 18-year history, we should have seen more. So I don't think Malaysia Airports have too much on their plate. In fact, they should actually speed things up a bit.
Thanks. Enjoy your weekend. That was Mohsin Aziz, aviation analyst at Maybank Investment Bank. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Tim Mulholland, Managing Director at China America Capital Company. He's on the line with us all the way from Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area, visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!